As the technical competence of each savant increases, so the necessity for duplication. In short, at each of these centers throughout the nation, savants of identical capabilities are assembled. The difficulty, however, in the general scheme congests in two areas. First, in our ability to mutate or redirect the savant's innate and most usually enormous capabilities towards our own ends. Yes?
Sir, S11's mathematical to corporeal designation appears in tension zone of expansion.
I'll be right there. As I was saying, the second area of difficulty lies in the savant's growth and consequent social reintegration and reassignation of self-consciousness. Most of our savants are totally incapable of reacting in socially integratable fashion outside their own particular limited vocabulary and knowledge sector. Ah yes, thank you, Westfield.
Now they'll come over here and ask me the remainder of the exercises.
Shall we continue? December 12th, 1907.
Thursday.
Why don't you try October 11th, 1927?
October 11th, 1927.
Monday.
January 1st, 1747.
Saturday.
Let's stop this now. I'm getting tired.
Well, that's enough for today. I'd like you to meet Dr. Mansfield of the Upper Project. This is Ruter Davis, Savant 11, one of our finest. Will you say hello, Ruter?
Hello?
Ruter, you've been expanding so well and learning so fast that we're going to give you a new name.
That approach to my self-consciousness seems both erroneous and self-defeating. I shall understand it differently than you intend.
Understand it differently than you intend.
What? Are you afraid of our new name?
No, I'm not.
Shall we tell you what it is?
Yes. Please.
Omega. Do you like it?
I shall be afraid, for the name they give me shall determine my being to them.
Do you like it, Ruter?
And never shall my energy break through their meanings to meet myself. I know.
No.
I know.
No.